Do you ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? Sure you do. We all do. But now Dan Martell is here to help with Buy Back Your Time, how to get unstuck from overwhelm and create the life you really want. Dan is an entrepreneur, angel investor, and sought-after executive coach. In his book, a Wall Street Journal bestseller, he provides practical tips and strategies for taking control of your time and reducing stress and burnout. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hi there, this is Dan Martell, serial technology entrepreneur, coach to some of the largest CEOs in the world, and author of a new book called Buy Back Your Time, which is based on a core premise called the Buy Back Principle, which states we do not hire to grow our business, we hire to buy back our time. It's a capacity over calendar problem. And what I'd like to do today is share with you five key insights from my book. The first insight is number one, the buyback rate. One of the beliefs I have is that every person should understand what is their buyback rate? How much can they afford to pay another person, either part-time contract or full-time, to do tasks that they're currently doing? And the way to calculate your buyback rate, it's a little bit of math. I know I may lose a few people right now, so bear with me, I will make it fun. But the way you want to think about it is first you want to take your income. And income is everything that you pay yourself as a salary. You take that amount of money. So let's say it's $100,000. So you might be taking $70,000 as salary, $20,000 as profit or distributions. You want to add that to the equation. And maybe there's $10,000 of the $100,000 that is what I call discretionary expenses. You know, a lot of people don't like to pay taxes, which I understand. But we want to put that in because that's value created from your business. So the combined income, when you take your salary, profits, and or discretionary expenses, that's $100,000. So that's the first part we need to calculate is what's your income. Second is we want to divide that number by 2,000. And the reason why it's 2,000 is because that's the average amount of hours that a normal person works per year. And that'll give you essentially how much income you generate per hour. Now that is not your buyback rate. To get your buyback rate, we take that same number and divide it by four because I want you to get a four times ROI on your buyback. So if you take that $100,000 divided by 2,000, that works out to $50 an hour. Divide that by four and that gives you $12.50. So technically, you should not be doing anything in your calendar that you could pay another person less than or equal to your buyback rate, or you are working against yourself. And on that same token, you probably shouldn't be paying anybody more than that if you're just starting off as a business owner because you want to keep the high value work to yourself and buy back the lower value things that take your energy. That is the buyback rate. Insight number two is the buyback loop. What do we do when we hit the pain line? So the pain line is a concept I talk about in the book, which is essentially anytime a business owner feels that if they were to grow any more than where they're at, their calendar would absolutely explode. Some people are in it, some people know it's coming. But once you hit the pain line, this is where you implement the buyback loop. There's three steps to execute a loop. First step is to audit. We want to look at our calendar and we want to do a time and energy audit. We want to essentially identify the things that take our energy versus give us energy, as well as low cost to pay somebody else to do versus high cost, what I call $1 tasks versus $4 tasks. That's the audit side of things. Once we know all these things that are red, that are low dollar costs, then we put those in a bucket and we transfer them. That's the second step, which is transfer. We wanna give them to somebody else. If we have to hire somebody, maybe it's somebody on our team, maybe we gotta renegotiate some expectations. Maybe we get an intern. It actually doesn't require dollars always to be creative, but we just gotta get that out of our calendar so that we can clean it up. And then the third step is fill. And fill for me is identifying opportunities to either do more of the work that we love to do that we generate the most income from, and or invest it in things like skills, right? Learning new strategies to grow or how to create playbooks or whatever skills you feel you have a deficit in from growing, you would take that newfound time and invest it in that. You'd also consider beliefs. You know, maybe you have world beliefs, money set beliefs, people beliefs that are just not serving you, and you might want to get some coaching or training around that. And then the other thing is just character traits. You know, maybe there's some areas of your consistency or your mental toughness or your determination that you feel could use an investment. That's the fill part of the buyback loop. If every time you hit the pain line, you execute a buyback loop, you will continue to build a business and a life that you don't need to retire from. Insight number three is the replacement ladder. And the replacement ladder is essentially the concept of, if I were to hire in the right sequence so that I got the most value for that hire, what would that sequence be? And there's five levels to it. And I'll go through them really quick, but I unpack those in detail in the book with specific outcomes. But the first level is an executive assistant. And there's no arguing that, you know, million-dollar companies were not built off $10 tasks. And having somebody support you in your inbox, in your calendar, in running errands, in purchases, in research, in vacation or travel or whatever it is incredibly important to free up your time. That's level one. Level two is delivery, or essentially anything that's involved post-sale transaction, like fulfillment, you know, onboarding a new customer, taking payments, doing customer support, that kind of stuff. That's level two. Level three is marketing. And marketing is really about understanding what are the campaigns we're going to be running this year to generate leads. And what are our sources of traffic, either foot traffic or online traffic? Is somebody waking up every day monitoring those, making sure that they're getting higher quality traffic, increase in traffic? Somebody needs to wake up that isn't the CEO at some point to build a lead generation system so that the company can continue to grow. Level four is one of my favorites. It's sales. And that's when you hire a salesperson. But you don't do that till you have the first three levels, or you will hire somebody that doesn't have enough leads to actually make money. And within 3 to 4 months, they will quit. So level four is hiring a salesperson that can do all the initial calls as well as the follow-ups. And level five, which is the highest level, which is flow in the energy feeling side of things, is an executive leadership team. This is when you start investing in leaders to take over complete functions in your business. It could be, you know, the fulfillment side, it could be the marketing side, it could be the sales side, it could be operations, whatever it is for you based on your calendar, following the buyback loop. And the key is that they own and are accountable for the complete outcomes and targets of that department, as well as the strategy. If you have to tell somebody how to grow that area of the business, then you made the wrong hire. So that is the replacement ladder. Following this sequence will ensure that you always move up the ladder in the most efficient and effective way. Insight number four is the 10-80-10 rule. This is for the creatives in the crowd. Those are the folks that are podcasters, artists, where they feel like what they do is very unique and special, and there's no way anybody else could do it. My rule is 80% done by somebody else is 100% freaking awesome. And the way I do incredibly creative processes fall into 10-80-10 rule, which is the first 10% is ideation. You want to do that with the person that's going to own the process. And that's your opportunity to talk about the creativity and the through line and the storyline and the outcome goals and all aspects of the, you know, the desired needs. And then the 80% is the person taking that information and moving it forward to maybe do some research, do some prototypes, give you some outlines, some drafts, whatever it is. Essentially, you know, sometimes I call it, you want to be the editor, not the author. So somebody else can take your concepts, put together a first draft. And then the last 10% is the integration. It's taking, you know, something that's almost finished and providing your finishing touches on it, like a finishing, you know, person would do in a restaurant. You know, when the plate comes out, they're giving it a final look, they're putting the garnishes on it, they're cleaning the sides of the plate, and then they're finally handing it to the server to bring to the table. That is the philosophy of the 10-80-10 rule. I've seen it in person, you know, in many companies. Steve Jobs is a great example because everybody knows Apple, but Steve would do this with Johnny Ives, where he'd go into the design studio. He would ideate with Johnny. They would come up with some different concepts. Johnny and the team would put together a bunch of prototypes and, you know, run the CNC machines and contact vendors and get some costing and some, you know, some raw materials and try to figure out how to build these crazy ideas that Steve and Johnny would come up with. And then, you know, Steve was incredibly famous for, you know, doing the final 10%, the presentation on stage, the demo at their events. So that is the 10-80-10 rule, which will allow the creatives in the crowd to buy back their time and still feel like they have their fingerprint on their projects. The fifth insight is called the 10X vision map. It is an opportunity to look at four key areas of your life and give yourself permission to dream, to think into the future and 10X your current life, because what I talk about in my book is it's easier to 10X than to 2X. And those four core areas is, number one is team, because to scale any dream, it's all about the people you work with. I talk about this in the book because the subtitle is Get Unstuck, Reclaim Your Freedom, and Build Your Empire, which scares people. But empire in my world is a life of unlimited creation that you never have to retire from. So step one of the 10X vision map or the quadrant is to identify your team. Number two is the primary business. Every person that's created wealth or resources in the world has had a primary focus in their business. So what is that current business? And if you 10X it, what does it look like? And here's the rule. Try to be as specific into the future of what you're trying to create as you would describing your current reality. See, most people can tell me what their current day looks like, the team size, their profit, their revenue, the details of what they sell. But when I ask them in 10 years, what does that look like at a 10X level? They draw a blank, or they just say things like better. So that is on the primary business. Then if you do that, then you unlock what I call the empire. See, every business owner out there, from Richard Branson to Warren Buffett to Oprah, they all took their primary business and either they exited it and then took that resource and reinvested it, or they took that business and then created multiple other businesses that were complementary or close cousins, I call them. So understanding what's the potential empire this current business at scale, right? Don't get distracted right out of the gate. But at scale, what will it allow me to create? What is that empire, that bigger business with more leverage, more resources, so that I can create even more in the world? That's the third area. And the fourth area is your lifestyle. And this is a big one, because the buyback principle isn't only to be applied at work. It 100% should be applied at home and in your personal life. And if you get really clear on what you want to create for your life, then you won't make the mistake of climbing the ladder of success, only get to the top and find out it's leaning against the wrong wall. So that's what the 10X vision map allows you to do. It's the focus on the destination, the what, without worrying about the how. And it is a powerful, powerful framework to really give somebody a sense of direction, clarity, and confidence towards building their future. So with that, I want to thank you for listening. If you have any questions or feedback as you read the book and want to share those insights, feel free to email me at dan@danmartel.com. I hope you enjoy the book and you have an amazing day. Cheers.
Thank you, Dan. That was Dan Martel with five big ideas from Buy Back Your Time, How to Get Unstuck from Overwhelm and Create the Life You Really Want. For more ideas, check out our book bite for Tranquility by Tuesday, 9 Ways to Calm the Chaos and Make Time for What Matters by Laura Vanderkam. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.